Today is April 19th, 2024, and this is the Pulsa Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Three squads after rum runners. Three dry squads, two county and one city, got off to a good start today in what promised to be a widespread cleanup of harbor liquor law violators. Suddenly descending upon the tailor shop of Thomas Bates in the Finch building this afternoon, the city dry squad and operatives from the city of Roy C. Lyle, Federal Prohibition Director, seized four quarts of bonded liquor and arrested the proprietor. Bates is held in the city jail tonight in lieu of $1,000 cash bail. The raid today marks the opening of the city's crusade against liquor traffickers and reopens the Bates case, which was one of the most complicated in the Volstead regime on Grace Harbor. Bates was arrested last summer on a liquor charge and was fined $250 and given a suspended 60-day jail sentence in the Cosmopolis Justice Court. Subsequent to the raid on Bates' tailor shop, sheriff's deputies raided the home of Constable A.G. Hopkins, who led the raid on the Bates establishment after a warrant had been sworn out by Bates. A large quantity of bonded whiskeys and gin was found in the constable's house, which he claimed was being held for the federal authorities. The name of W.J. Murphy, Special Liquor Prosecutor, and John W. Gillespie were involved in the Hopkins case. It was alleged that Hopkins, Murphy, and Gillespie, then an Aberdeen detective, went to a bridge near Junction City and divided the liquor, which Bates was charged with illegally possessing. Gillespie, it was said, turned his share over to Police Chief George Dean. A Superior Court judge held that the constable, Hopkins, had a legal right to the liquor taken from his home. In other news, formal opening of Hotel Morgue to be held today. C.S. Kalpinger, manager of Hotel Morgue, announced this afternoon that plans have been completed for the formal opening of the hotel tomorrow. Open house will be held throughout the day. There will be a banquet in the main dining room in the evening, which will be followed by a musical program under the direction of Robert Ziegler, conductor of the Bijou Orchestra. One of the features of the entertainment will be a special radio broadcast from KGO Radio, of the General Electric Company at Oakland. KGO will broadcast dance music received by direct wire from the Hotel St. Francis, San Francisco. The Oakland station is the largest on the Pacific Coast. The celebration will be brought to a close with a dance in the hotel ballroom. Manager Kalpinger said that many hotel executives from Portland, Seattle, and Tacoma will come to Aberdeen for the hotel opening. About 300 reservations for the banquet had been made tonight. In the city and county news, Orville Keeney, Al LeClerc, Len Mitchell, Alan Traeger, Gordon Hobucket, and T.H. Pritchard enjoyed what they claimed to be a real trout meal Thursday evening at Benson's Cafe when 34 trout brought in by Lou Eberwine and Art Kelly from the Hump Tulips were consumed by them at one sitting. The two Nimrods, named well satisfied with the day's catch, left yesterday morning for the same hole, confident of another victory over denizens of the stream. Mrs. C.M. Story left yesterday afternoon for Seattle and will spend a week at the Barclay School of Corsetry. Alec Porson of the Andreessen Spar Company transacted business in town yesterday. And finally, 25 members of the Pioneers of the YMCA returned from Lake Quinault yesterday after nearly a week of camping. They reported the weather fine, although quite wet. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on April 19, 1924. The Polson is excited to welcome you back to your community's history museum to see all the changes we've made during our winter closure, with the launching of three new exhibits that explore transportation, maritime, and manufacturing history here on the harbor. The centerpiece exhibit, The Spectacular Vanishes When Horses Left the Harbor, takes an in-depth look at the first three decades of the last century when true horsepower gave way to mechanized horsepower. The museum is open Wednesdays to Saturdays 11 to 4 and Sundays noon to 4. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Pulsa Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.